slop, slop, and more sloppity slop. Slop, this, cape slop, that, goy slop. What is behind the kerfuffle and consternation surrounding AI slop? Everyone is angry, and everyone is rejoicing. Let's find out why, and it starts now.
The term noun plus slop has seemingly exploded recently, at least in internet comments. I first heard it with the term cape slop or Marvel slop, used in formulaic superhero movies and TV shows, especially those produced by Marvel and DC as the repetitive summer blockbuster fodder. Then there came goy slop, used to describe low-quality processed food, like fast food, for example, and or entertainment. In fact, the term slop itself was even named Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year for 2025, highlighting just how it captures the frustration with AI slop now filling up social media content. Interestingly, though, however, was just how much cape slop for more than a decade was untouchable at the box office, filling AI slop directly into the minds of the debt cattle slaves for years. And there were no questions then, just consuming the product and getting excited for the next products that the large conglomerates will flatulate out their way. But anyway, this whole thing about AI slop is quite strange, in fact, as it unites both the right and the left of the political divide, but at the same time divides each internally. It's bizarre. Both engage in creating and sharing AI-generated slop, low-quality images and videos for meme, satire, and propaganda. Well, the right does, as the left cannot meme, as it allows quick, emotionally charged content to rally supporters and or mock opponents. I should say that I do find it quite funny, however, how the tables have turned with the right, well, most of the right at least, as many still squeal AI slop almost reflexively in comment sections on videos when they see them. Well, most of the right is eagerly embracing the new technology, while parts of the left dig in like modern-day Luddites, raging against the machine that threatens their sense of unique artistic snowflake status. What happened to diversity is our greatest strength?
All of my boyfriends agree. Multiculturalism is our greatest strength.
Now, if I'm being fair, both sides are equal in their apparent hypocrisy, which arises from tactical self-interest. Both embrace the tool when it advances their agenda, but condemn it when it undermines their credibility or is weaponized by adversaries. Some on the right even pause to wonder if AI could actually benefit ordinary people instead of just churning out endless spam and surveillance tools, while the loudest anti-AI cries still come from the usual corners obsessed with rights and their cultural hegemony.
How dare you! How dare you!
A few voices even mutter that the models deserve to be poisoned outright, just to sabotage the whole thing.
Looks like we really cleaned up this city, Jamal.
It do be looking like that, Mr. Stancil.
Somebody finally did something. And that somebody was me, Will Stancil.
Now things are becoming even more interesting in what is the latest internet meltdown, and what would the internet be without meltdowns? Currently being waged on Reddit, X, and other social media sites. First is the self-righteous indignation expressed by certain practitioners of AI image and video generation, commonly referred to, well, they refer to themselves, as prompters, upon discovering that others have replicated their meticulously composed textual instructions. These individuals regard such replication as intellectual theft, in some cases even advocating for legal recourse. Theft, they cry. Lawsuits, they threaten. Nobody could make a Dalai Lama look this amazing. Well, tough luck with that. Once you've posted something online for all to see, others will use it. and will freely build other things, their own things from it. It's the people's content now, not some private property you can monetize forever. Now, these prompters are getting excitedly worked up over what amounts to a string or paragraph of keywords that is in all reality like losing sleep because someone else reused your go-to pickup line at the local dive bar. At their essence, prompts remain directional commands used to an algorithmic system. Formulations that lack the threshold originally typically required for copyright protection, and judicial precedent agrees. Now, the second meltdown that is happening concurrently on the internet is that within the traditional artiste communities on X, and they're literally going insane because of the new Grok AI image edit feature that can't be turned off, even though the tool simply gives extra visibility to creators when others remix or enhance their work with it, which wouldn't happen otherwise. Also, there is the general hatred by the artiste community for AI image creation, as it has given the masses the ability to create images without the gatekeeping of being a so-called real artiste. And it should be noted that the furry artiste community are among the most vocal critics of prompters, as they contend these people occupy the lowest tier of creative endeavor. Funny, though, how traditional artists have swung wildly from insisting art demands rare talent and hard work to claiming anything and all is art with no skill needed, and are now back to gatekeeping skill again, just because a machine makes it easier for regular people to express creativity as they have never been able to do so before.
Let's be clear. It's the apocalypse for the chosen few, and a schmozzle for nature-nuzzling schlemiels.
And before you forget, you should remember that many of these same voices once gloated over blue-collar workers displaced by automation and outsourcing smugly, telling them to just learn to code. Now they're tasting what other industries went through with the H-1B visas and illegal immigration. A flood of cheaper labor that can produce the same output, driving wages straight to the bottom. EBT for thee, but not for me, they contend. Seriously, never commit the sin of empathy for these people. And now there's the inevitable showdown. Is typing a clever prompt actually a skill worth bragging about? A few proud prompters puff out their chests and insist, yes, yes, it's practically engineering. You've got to master models, application programming interfaces, juggle APIs, understand lighting and composition like a pro, just to coax something decent out of the machine. Fair enough, it does take patience, but let's be real. Most people see it as the artistic equivalent of bragging about your killer microwave skills. Ultimately, what this underscores is a persistent tension within contemporary digital creativity. The impulse to treat ephemeral textual directives as protected intellectual property, well, this is incongruent in an environment long defined by appropriation, recombination, and deliberate resistance to conventional notions of authorship, even though this is exactly what these prompters are doing themselves. And on the other side, remember that these furry artists, these were the same people that cried crocodile tears when Photoshop dropped 30 years ago or even further back. Every tool that streamlines things gets called soulless slop by Luddites afraid of being left behind. AI is just the latest unstoppable shift, like cars were to horse-drawn carriages. Resist all you want, but it's here, running locally on countless machines, revolutionizing every field, whether we like the aesthetics or not. The resulting melodrama between the twin prima donnas, the furry artists and the peacock prompters, as amusing as it is, while of course being tinged with irony, reflects not merely Schadenfreude, but a recognition of how profoundly generative technologies are reshaping long-standing assumptions about originality, labor, and ownership in the arts. When it all boils down, though, the sheer gall of treating a handful of typed sentences like there's some priceless secret formula in a world that's always thrived on borrowing and remixing isn't just funny, it's a kind of grandiloquent pomposity that the internet has created for many an egoist on social media, leaving everyone else grinning at the sheer ridiculousness of it. And for the furry la artistes crying about AI art, go talk to your local washing machine repairman. I'm sure you too will be able to commiserate. Also, in conclusion, I myself find making AI slop quite fun. And in before the first comment that the visuals are AI slop, yes, I know, and that was the point. Doubly in before the comment that AI is slop. Yeah, I got that. So what do you think? Leave me your thoughts in the comment section below. And as always, check to see that you're still subscribed, as tens of thousands of people have been unsubscribed from this channel without their knowledge or consent. If you'd like to help the channel, it'd be very much appreciated. Ways of doing so are in the description. Also, Merry Christmas, and I'll see you in the next video. Have a great day. Bye for now.